Hi, and welcome to the See Jason podcast. My name is Kendra Wolshin, and I am a nephrology fellow at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. I will be discussing my paper titled Incidence and Risk Factors for Pruritus in Patients with Non-Dialysis Chronic Kidney Disease. Pruritus, or itching, is a symptom experienced by many patients with chronic kidney disease not on dialysis. We have previously reported that roughly 40% of patients with CKD endorse some degree of pruritus, including patients with only moderate reductions in their kidney function. With this study, we aimed to carefully evaluate risk factors for developing pruritus in patients with CKD. To look at risk factors for pruritus, we used available data from the Chronic Renal Insufficiency Cohort, or CRIC, study. We included 1,951 participants who reported no pruritus at the baseline visit. Pruritus was assessed annually using a single item on the Kidney Disease Quality of Life Survey, and our primary outcome was the first time a participant reported moderate to severe pruritus. In our study, one-third of participants with CKD not on dialysis developed pruritus during follow-up. As one might expect, we found that lower eGFR was associated with a higher risk for pruritus. We also found that certain clinical characteristics were associated with a higher risk for pruritus. These included depressive symptoms, older age, BMI, diabetes, active smoking, and prescription opioid use. When we looked at markers of bone mineral metabolism, elevated parathyroid hormone was associated with a higher risk of pruritus, and lower calcium was associated with a lower risk. There was no association between phosphate levels and risk of pruritus, nor was there an association between hemoglobin levels or inflammatory markers and pruritus. In summary, our findings have described the incidence of pruritus in people with progressive kidney disease not needing dialysis. We also identified other possibly modifiable risk factors associated with incident pruritus. These findings could lead to multifaceted approaches to reduce pruritus risk for our patients. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to thank my co-authors for their contributions to this work and invite you to read our article.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.